This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Home prices are up just a tiny bit, but we'll take it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, are the lights coming back on in the housing market, or are they just flickering? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down just barely right now. The Dow down 20 points, about 0.2% at 11,519. The NASDAQ down about 0.1%, and the S&P 500 down 0.3%. We got a mea culpa of sorts from the head of the world's largest mutual fund, which is not doing so well right now. That would be Bill Gross at PIMCO. He says he bet wrong when he said all of his firm's U.S. government bonds over inflation, when he sold all of his firm's U.S. government bonds over inflation concerns. Now, let's get to housing. The S&P Case-Shiller Index is out this morning, and it says home prices were up 1.1% in June, the third straight monthly increase, but year over year, they were down 4.5%. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, explain these numbers. We have home prices going up month to month, but down year to year.
Well, it shows that it's three straight months of rising prices, but it really is all by region. The Sand States, Florida, Arizona, California, Nevada still really aren't showing real signs of life yet. But the rest of the country is making very slight progress. And if you combine that with increased consumer spending, there is a little bit of hope out there.
A little bit of hope. So you would say that overall this is a good number?
It's not bad, and that's the only news we can expect these days, because cutting interest rates, historic low interest rates, it hasn't made any difference. The housing inventory is still huge. You've got about 7 million in foreclosure, and the lower house prices, lower priced houses, are the ones that are not seeing any pickup. It's the high end. We have to move that 7 million in inventory before you really get any kinds of job recovery, any kind of recovery, and that's basically going to be jobs, hanging on to the income, existing household debt getting to manageable levels.
Well, as you say, the interest rates are already at very low levels. Is there something more that the government or anybody else should be doing right now to boost the housing market further?
Well, there's nothing the Fed can do, but what the government can do is step in through Fannie and Freddie, the housing lenders of last resort. They can help with the refinancing. A lot of homeowners have 7-8% mortgages and can't refinance because of the new tougher standards. The house has to be 20% more than what you're owing on it currently. That's a tough thing to do with the dropping prices. If they could refi at today's lower prices, you get 4.5% rates. That unleashes huge spending power and direct stimulus to the economy, and homeowners are less likely to default and walk away from the problems, making it even worse.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks so much as always.
You bet.
Well, Bank of America has just taken a drastic step in search of cash. It is selling half of its stake in the China Construction Bank, which gave B of A a way into the fast-growing Chinese real estate market. So is Bank of America cutting off its future to save its present? Here's Marketplace's Eve Troeh.
Bank of America needs to raise cash, and fast, to reassure investors and meet new bank regulations. The goal, $50 billion. So it has to sell some assets. David Hilder at Susquehanna Financial says the assets that stay on B of A's list need to be imperative to all its customers in the U.S.
It's pretty clear that owning stock in China Construction Bank fails that test.
B of A owned 10% of the Chinese bank. It cut that in half. The banks had an agreement that B of A couldn't sell half its stock until yesterday, and there were buyers at the ready, despite concerns that the $8 billion plus in stock wouldn't move fast enough for B of A.
The bank was able to do that, and they were able to do it on the first day that that sale was possible.
The sale will get Bank of America more than $3 billion closer to its $50 billion goal. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians.
The University of Southern California is launching a campaign to raise $6 billion in the next several years. That would be a record for college fundraising. So why does USC think it can happen in this economy? From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
With the market swinging around and the economy looking gloomy, this may not seem like the best time to ask donors for large handouts. But Patrick Rooney with the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University says it's good to be first in line when things get better.
As the economy grows, typically philanthropy grows. And so to get out in front and to have a big, bold vision and a big, bold campaign probably has some advantages in the marketplace.
USC has already raised $1 billion in the early so-called quiet phase of its campaign. Al Cecchio is Senior Vice President for University Advancement. He says the key is to figure out what interests wealthy alumni and then connect them with programs they're excited about.
That is really the science and skill of fundraising. Through the course of that relationship, you determine what they're interested in, and then in many ways, it's almost like being a matchmaker.
Cecchio says half the money will go toward building the university's endowment to help attract big-name faculty and provide more scholarships. USC's endowment lags many of its peers. A larger pool of money would also help the university ride out the ups and downs of the economy. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, remember the Flip video camera, which was supposed to be the next big thing until every smartphone in the world got a built-in video camera? Well, now the founder of Flip Video has launched a new venture, a chain of high-tech grilled cheese restaurants, which sounds like a good business idea. But here are the details. First, you order your grilled cheese using your cell phone. All right. Then that creates a QR code, which you then take to the restaurant to scan. Then your order appears on the order board, and then your grilled cheese is put in a grill with a built-in microwave. And then the QR code, well, anyway, I'm sure it'll work out better than the flip cam. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Ask a platoon of Marines why go green, you're going to get a lot of this.
I mean, come on. Like, seriously, it's not an environmental thing. It's all about trying to help us accomplish the mission.
Guns versus batteries. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tactical trade-offs when troops use green tech. It's next time on Marketplace. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.